Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of reasons to watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. But I would say anytime we play Dan Orlovsky, if you just hear that on your radio, try to get on Twitch or YouTube real quick. No, we'll get to
Hold
that.
Hold on.
You want to be watching along to see Keith's facial expressions every time Orlovsky really opens his mouth.
Outrageous. This is the same guy that you couldn't pay him all the money in the world to play Drake May. And now he's like, oh, Patriots fans, you got one. Look at all these plays. Look what he's doing.
It's so transparent and so spineless.
Also,
it's so spineless to come out and be like, you couldn't pay me enough to play him. I wouldn't play him.
Oh, all they found a guy.
He's not ready. Now you should be giddy.
Giddy.
You got a guy? Like, get out of my face.
If it was up to you, we wouldn't have seen him all year.
It's so transparent.
All year you wouldn't have played
him. He's trying to curry favor with someone. Drake May, he's been text buddies with quarterbacks before, including the guy who used to be here, Mac Jones. So he's trying to curry favor with somebody. Maybe it's the organization. Maybe it's Drake's agent.
Well, he's insanely pro quarterback.
Yes,
it's never been a quarterback's fault ever in any place that he's ever seen.
Yeah.
It's the line, the coach, the receivers. It's everybody else but the quarterback. So he was always pro Drake May. His thing was just, you can't play him, you get him killed, and like he can blah, 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 blah. It's like, or Drake May's that good.
Or I'd be giddy if I was New England.
Giddy.
Giddy.
Is what he said. So this
don't
guy.
Tell me how to feel,
no,
first
no.
of all.
And you're getting a lot of people reversing course. Now, Curran, I know the Twitch chat every time we have Curran on. He was on yesterday, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. He'll be on WEEI afternoons tomorrow. Every time he comes on, the Twitch chat is like, oh, Curran, you didn't want them to draft Drake May. You want him to trade down, blah, blah, blah. Curran has at least owned that he was off on that. I mean, he's done it in print. He's done it on the air. I think he's done it with us where, look, I wanted to trade down, and they clearly have the guy. Like, he's acknowledged.
They got the guy.
His mistakes.
Yeah.
It's real clear what a lot of people are trying to do.
Oh, my God.
And curry favor and reverse course, et cetera. And there's some of us who were on board all along and thought it was stupid not to play in week one.
Yeah.
And I think we're being proven right by the week. Do we miss something there with Dan Orlovsky, though? Is there a little something?
What happened in there?
Yeah,
so he's just doing this at home. So he's on like a bunch of TV shows, right?
Right.
But he has to go home and break down film and then post it on Twitter?
Well, yeah, he's going to do his prep at home. That's like what we're doing nonstop, Keith. We're nonstop prep.
All right, so maybe I'll just start tweeting those out,
I guess. Yeah. Tweet out your prep. But he's Nick made a good point. A, the mic. He needs a new mic.
Get a new mic. You work for ESPN, for heaven's sake.
Get a windscreen on that.
Get a windscreen as well.
Peas
are popping.
The peas are popping.
Mm-hmm.
Plosives is what we call those.
Got it.
And, but was there something else in there? I thought I heard something else.
No, dog.
Now what? You think that's a dog?
I think it's a dog going roof.
Let me hear that in context, if I could, not to put you on the spot, Nick. Let me hear that.
Oh, man, that's so good, man. Come on. That's so good.
That's like what I say after a little something escapes.
Oh, you think that's what that is?
It's so good.
I think it's a dog. Same thing happened to me last night. I'm recording the hashtag dork podcast, killing it. Me and Davey killing it.
Sure.
And my dog Harrow is like laying down enjoying the show for most of it. All of a sudden he like hops up and I'm like, look at him. I'm like, there's nothing here. And he's like, huh? I'm like, why are you barking at me?
That
now?
Sounds like a dog.
Well,
you want to do it again?
That's so good.
Close.
One more time.
Yeah, he's like way off mic though. I think it could be a dog.
You know what else is off mic?
Toots Magoots.
His butt.
I think it could be more chair than anything else. You're going there?
Too much echo to be a toot.
You think so?
I don't think it's a toot.
Yeah,
that could have been smothered in the in the chair.
Here's what's incriminating. The most incriminating part is what he says immediately after, I think, is the most incriminating part.
Feels so good.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's true.
You want a smoking gun.
Because if you...
That's true.
Because if it's the dog, you're probably just like, all right, but hold on a second.
Yeah, you didn't do a lot of acknowledging the dog. Did you acknowledge Harrow?
Yeah, got up and let him out.
Yeah, right?
I was like, I got to take a break.
Hey, I got to take a time out. My dog is making audible noise. It's ruining the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want to say ruining the podcast.
Nothing could ruin the podcast. The podcast is great.
It's not ideal for the podcast, what I meant.
No.
Ruining the dog's too strong.
Hollering.
But Orlovsky just kind of talks right through it there.
Just go right
doesn't,
through
Does not acknowledge the dog.
You think he's so relaxed talking about how great Drake May is that he just like opens up, just ripping
Maybe he's a little nervous. Maybe he's a little nervous because he knows how fraudulent he is.
Why is he doing sound effects?
I gotta be honest, I didn't realize he did that. That's kind of working for me. I kind of like the sound effects.
He's like the guy from Police Academy?
Yeah.
Like, that's what he...
The meeps, the bleeps, and the creeps. That guy?
He's that guy now?
Yeah.
I don't think we need him to be that guy. He's, like, cutting up film. Like, I don't really get it. But he's very excited about it. And what was that noise?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think he's losing it.
Yeah,
Do you have, like, a couple drinks and then do these breakdowns?
Could be.
Which I don't mind.
Who among us?
I'm in favor of that,
actually. Who among us? Few of those souls, you're not having a few pops on the few brew dogs on the Dork podcast.
I'm drunk every time I do it, every episode. So yeah, I don't blame him for that. I'm not harming anybody. I'm sitting in my chair.
So Orlovsky all of a sudden is
loves Drake May,
but
also telling us as Patriots fans to be giddy, even though we were, to use his word, giddy when they drafted him to see him.
We were giddy
immediately
when you were telling us you wouldn't put him on the field for 2 years.
Yeah,
we were giddy then,
right?
Yeah, we've been giddy.
No.
I don't know what to tell you on that.
You were trying to slow down the giddiness.
Yeah,
you were trying to
say, whoa, there, easy there, big fella.
He was the wet blanket.
On the giddiness.
Correct.
You were ruining our giddiness.
Yeah, he was.
We were plenty giddy.
And now he's like, guys, I was on your side the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't do that.
He is that guy from Police Academy.
He's the Police Academy guy.
What was the actor's name?
I gotta look it up. That guy was great, though.
Spaceballs was the meeps, the bleeps, and the creeps, I think.
Michael Winslow.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
The great Michael Winslow.
Thank you, Billy.
Let's see if we can get him three times married.
Not just the
Michael
ultimate.
Michael Winslow.
Not just the ultimate jock. What was he in? A lot of good stuff.
He's the man of 10,000 sound effects.
Mm.
That's what he's known as.
Nice.
See if we can get him on the show, guys.
Yeah, could we?
And see if he's
You still with us?
Yeah, he's doing great.
How many Rolaids Relief Man of the Years did he win?
He didn't win any, but I bet he was a big inspiration for Dan Orlovsky, would be my guess.
Yeah, one more time. He is a regular Michael Winslow.
He is a Michael Winslow.
Let me hear it.
You know what that is, Jones?
That's a man who's losing his mind in real time.
That's a cry for help.
Yeah.
That is a desperate cry for help. That is when... 2 months from now, we're like, were there any signs?
Yeah, no.
Were there any signs? Like, yeah, there were some signs.
There are honestly so many.
Him breaking down Drake May tape, losing his mind. Just making any kind of noise that pops into his head.
He's channeling his inner Michael Winslow. A very funny man. I would say, not to rank him, but I would say not as funny as Dave Chappelle.
I don't know if anybody is.
Maybe the funniest man on the planet. You want to go see his show a week from today at the MGM Music Hall Fenway. Killer Mike going to be at the show. You can get him free on Jones and Keefe. All you got to do is listen to the show, be a fan of the show, be knowledgeable about the show, and you can win 2 tickets to that show, which, again, it ain't cheap, but it's free here on Jones and Keefe. So stay tuned to it. We'll be doing that later on in today's program. Not to dabble on Orlovsky's side of the street, Keefe.
No. I think that is – he's got that cornered.
But
he can have it.
I was doing a little tape breakdown myself. Of Drake May.
No, you weren't.
I was.
You were doing tape breakdown?
Well, the Patriots tweeted out a mic'd up segment, and I watched that.
You watched the mic'd up segment that was tweeted out by the Patriots.
That's my version of breaking down the tape. Yes.
I don't know if you subscribe to certain websites. You get the All-22s.
Oh, definitely not.
Going through, breaking it down, rewind,
fast forward. I don't pay for any website.
Same.
That's not true. I'm an ESPN insider.
Not me.
That's just for
why? Because that's why.
That's just for ESPN fantasy football purposes.
Okay. All right.
I am an inside. I guess I do pay for that. But like your Boston Globe.
No.
Your Boston Herald.
No.
Out of my face. With
no.
That. Boston Sports Journal, please.
Come on.
The Athletic. I wouldn't dream of it.
Trying to bleed me dry?
Yeah,
I only got so much.
I'm not trying to do any of that.
Hams a month is that for all of those things?
I got parlays to lose. You think I'm spending $10 a month on The Athletic or whatever it costs? Please.
I still won't buy MGM Plus.
To read 2,000 words? No, thank you.
One of the best TV shows of all time is on MGM Plus. I won't even pay for it.
Okay. So I do not subscribe. But I was doing my own breakdown.
Got it.
Free breakdown.
What'd you come up with?
I think I found the first thing I don't like about Drake May.
I found one thing, too.
Did you?
Yeah, him telling the media to clap it up for the defense.
Okay, well, that was yours.
Yeah.
Here's mine.
Right,
this is Drake May mic'd up. I've never heard the man run. I've never heard him run.
Oh. Interesting.
Listen to how he runs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that. Can I get that one more?
What? I got him down for 8 thrusts.
I was just saying, give me a runtime on that clip.
That is.
Give me a runtime on that clip because that sounds familiar.
Up to the ooh, it's 5 seconds.
Yep. Yep.
That checks
out. He's the everyman. He's never been so relatable.
You're saying
and you don't like this about him? This is incredible.
You're saying that makes more
checkmate's
likeable.
Just like us.
He is. He is an everyman.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think
There's a lot pent up on the football field, apparently.
You usually don't account for that in mic'd up segments.
No.
What it sounds like.
I've heard plenty of quarterbacks run, I think, in these mic'd up. I've never heard that.
It was like the first time watching Monica Seles play tennis as a kid, and you're like, what am I feeling now?
What's her deal?
What? You're like, what on earth? Yowzers.
All right, one more time. I know we're not in the safe harbor, one more time, if I could.
Do you like that better or the Tom versus Time Alex Guerrero rubdowns of Brady? Better audio.
Wow.
Similar.
They are quite similar.
Same ballpark for sure.
Pleasure packed.
Yep.
I think the Brady one still wins.
Yeah, that was pretty aggressive.
That was
a little over the top.
Aggressive is probably the word for it.
Uh-huh.
There's something there.
What do we got?
Do I go to Tony?
Yeah, of course I do.
I can see you eyeballing that.
Yeah. I want to hear from Tony.
Tony, hello?
What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, awesome show.
Thank you.
Michael Winslow, is that his name?
Yes.
I think it was. The voice. If you guys get a chance, play the Led Zeppelin. He does a Led Zeppelin. He does, like, the singing, the music, everything all at once. It's amazing. It sounds like Led Zeppelin.
What does he do?
With his voice, he does the guitar, he does the singing,
yes.
and it sounds like Led Zeppelin.
Like
it's amazing.
That.
If you have a chance, YouTube it. It's insane. It's okay. It's ridiculous.
I love it. We will look that up.
Tony in Springfield says he does just performs Led Zeppelin.
Yes. Here we go.
Well, let's say he sounds exactly like Led Zeppelin.
That is a bad point.
What do you want to do?
Is this just his mouth?
When did the original artist key of E?
What are we listening to?
All right.
Winslow doing Led Zeppelin. Is that a guy playing the guitar?
Yeah, it's just beatboxing behind it.
This is
Is he doing that?
He's doing
I'm so confused what we're listening to. What are we listening to?
All right, pause it.
What are we listening to?
So the only
Michael
real instrument
Winslow
is the guy playing the acoustic next to him.
So there's a guy playing an acoustic guitar. The rest of it is Michael Winslow doing Led Zeppelin.
No way.
Yes.
The rest of it is him?
Yeah.
Not possible.
Are you familiar with Rozelle?
Yes.
He can kind of do it.
Let me tell you, I saw Rozelle.
No way.
At Northeastern, yes.
Was it an amazing show?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came to the after hours there. Yeah, I think is what that place was called. Yes. Yeah. Rozelle.
Rozelle's insane because he could beatbox and sing at the same time.
I bought a CD.
That's money well spent.
You got CDs here, Rozelle? I will buy your CD. Don't know where it is or what happened to it.
No.
Probably a good $10.
Probably a ham.
At least a ham.
It was worth it.
I paid for it, yeah.
At that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That blew my mind the first time I heard Rozelle and the first time I watched Police Academy. And you saw Michael Winslow just doing every kind of noise imaginable. Which is obviously like Dan Orlovsky as well.
There's no way that's just him.
Well, no, there's a guy playing the guitar.
The guy playing the acoustic
guitar. Right, just an acoustic guitar.
Though. Everything else was him.
What?
Sick. Yeah, the guy's incredible. The guy is the man of 10,000 sound effects. That's what he's known as. Michael Winslow.
He walked so Dan Orlovsky could run.
Pretty much.
that's what it was.
Pretty much.
That was the situation there.
Love it.
Okay.
What do you think? So what?
I gotta be honest. I don't know what to think after that.
I'm impressed by it. I think that's really good stuff. I wonder what happened. Michael Winslow was married 3 times. No, that's not for us to get into.
Do you think he was just constantly just working on his Led Zeppelin act? And she just
maybe. I mean, there's a lot of Police Academy movies. You're out of the house a long time.
Oh. See, I just figured he was just, like, my wife gets annoyed. I have a lot of nervous energy. There's a lot of, like, tapping and lots of humming and whistling and stuff like
that.
My
wife can't stand that.
Yeah, a lot of that. She can't. Imagine being married to that guy just with all the.
I'd be impressed.
The meeps, the bleeps, and the creeps going on in the house.
I'd take my chances.
What do you think?
I'd be, like, endless entertainment, though. Yeah, you're right. She probably would enjoy it, but I think it'd be just nonstop entertainment.
How do you think Orlovsky's wife is feeling with all these noises?
I still don't know what he's doing.
Maybe that's not.
Yeah. I still don't really know what the hell he's going for there, but.
Well, he loves. He loves drinking. Wow. This is a good call.
Yeah.
The Drake thrust should be a tier next week. That should be a tier on Tuesday. There's no doubt about that.
But you were going to ask who deserves credit for Drake Man?
Who do you think deserves the most? We got sidetracked with all the noises there. Who do you think deserves the most credit
for
Drake?
Dan Orlovsky. No, the guy who I think actually shockingly does would be Alex Van Pelt. Give him credit for that. I don't think he's a great play caller, but they're different things. You can still be a good quarterback coach. You could still get your quarterback to, I don't know, everybody was like bitching about his footwork when he got into the league and, you know, certain mechanical things. Alex Van Pelt was a quarterback himself and then has been coaching quarterbacks forever. So I'll give him that, right? Like, if we're going to say, hey, like, Dante Scarnecchia, a great offensive line coach, it coached those guys up. Wasn't his responsibility to call plays, but to get the most out of those guys, he could do it. I'm not giving Mayo any credit.
No.
I'm not giving any of the other offensive coaches at least more credit than Alex Van Pelt. I'm not giving Brissett the credit. I'm going to give, I mean, Drake May himself, yes.
So
but
I was going to say, so the real answer is
sure,
Drake May, right?
Sure.
He was probably ready when he came into the league and they were afraid to play him or had a plan that was wrong or whatever. So the real answer is Drake May, but I agree. If you're going to give someone else credit,
Van Pelt.
It's Van Pelt. And is that enough to save his job? Because you see offensive coordinators out of jobs now, including the offense we just watched last week in Shane Waldron. Is that enough to save his job? I'm still not sure about that.
I don't think it's enough necessarily because if this team finishes with 3 or 4 wins, they're going to have to make some changes, I believe. And if they decide to keep Mayo, that's where it becomes really tricky. Because remember the scenario we were coming up with, and I don't think this is going to happen either, but maybe if you only win, maybe if you lose out, maybe this does happen. If Mayo's one and done, you can bring in a head coach who's an offensive play caller and then keep Van Pelt. So it's like, hey, we're taking play calling, but you have the same title, you have the same salary, you're still on the staff, and you can work with Drake May, who you guys get along with. But if you really think that play calling is an issue, you have to find somebody else to call plays.
Yeah, I think, look, I don't think it's enough to save his job. I think he deserves the most credit, but Drake May, I think, was pretty ready walking into the league, which a lot of people, Orlovsky included, a lot of people were wrong about. I think a lot of people said he's not ready. He needs years of development. He's going to work on his footwork, blah, 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 blah. And it turns out Drake May was ready to go.
And he
I think you're seeing that. He was a much more finished product than you were led to believe, which is why you play rookies early, because sometimes they're more ready than you expect. You don't have to baby them. But if I'm going to give anybody credit, it's Van Pelt. I don't think that saves his job. One text, 37937. Michael Winslow went on America's Got Talent a couple of years ago to, quote, unquote, resurrect his career.
How'd it go?
He was voted off.
What? I don't think people get it.
It was kind of sad they had it.
Well, you don't have to say that. He was great. Whatever his problem is.
Poor fella. 617-779-7937.
He was in like 8 Police Academy movies. He's probably doing well just off the residuals.
Oh, I would think.
You think Police Academy Mission to Moscow is still sending him money?
I think I saw that the other weekend. I think that was on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's getting that Gutenberg money. I don't know if he's getting Gutenberg money, but he's probably doing well.
Yeah. There's a pecking order. There's a natural.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say he's not
Bobcat, Gutenberg.
Bobcat, yeah. Ed Too Tall Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, then.
And that Samantha from Sex and the City.
That Winslow cash. Yeah. Oh, was she in those?
She was in the early, maybe the first one.
Yeah, she was.
I think she was just in one, and that was it.
But probably she was like, I'm good from here. Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. We'll get to the Celtics with Terp. He'll be joining us from Brooklyn. Celtics right back at it, so we'll talk to Terp later on this hour. It's also a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. Biggest fans of the show will have an opportunity to win Dave Chappelle tickets. That's coming up later on today. First, we have Trent.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Billy Lane.
Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. We'll get to some Would You Rathers coming up. We'll also talk to Terp, get back into the Celtics. We talked a lot about the C's early on in the show. That comes your way 15 minutes from now.
All right.
Justin Turpin, WEEI.com, every Wednesday on a Celtics Wednesday here on Jones and Keith.
He's in Brooklyn right now, right?
Yeah, or is he driving?
He's currently on the train.
Train?
I don't know if he was having like a $20 coffee and like a some avocado toast down there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that sounds like Turp.
Just living it up in Brooklyn. That's all you get in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah,
those are your only choices.
Just hipstering his way around.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I saw
a little hacky sack on
the corner.
Actually,
I saw a podcast that he did with Mego, and he might have been breaking out his little hipster glasses there.
The glasses and no hat Terp.
I don't like it. Yeah. It's not my Terp.
Take a look.
It
was on the EEI timeline. I saw that.
Nope.
It's like the opposite of Superman.
Yeah.
Right.
He turns into Clark Kent.
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
Yeah, he goes on the road.
He's like, let me put on my Clark Kent. I don't care for that.
That's what Michael Winslow used to do. And so, Terp, we'll be talking to him. Yeah, he's probably channeling his inner hipster. Gerard Mayo is speaking now.
Yeah.
He just touched on something we were
it
just
literally answered the question we were talking about.
We said, who deserves the most credit for Drake May? And I do think he did it a little differently than we did.
No, he didn't.
He said, there's no one in this organization who deserves more credit for Drake May's development than Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Now, we both said,
yeah, Drake May, probably.
But if we're taking Drake May off the board,
yeah, I would agree with him.
It's Alex Van Pelt. I would agree with that. It's just how much development did Drake May need might be a secondary question. And would we have seen the same Drake May if we played week one?
Yeah, we would have.
Versus being dropped in week six.
Right. You guys actually kind of slow played Drake May.
Yeah.
But better late than never.
Yes, I do agree with
that. We didn't have to watch 17 games of Jacoby Brissett until they were like, all right, now he's ready to go.
He shouted out Alex Van Pelt for the Drake May development. He also, I don't want to say took a shot at his scheme, but I found this to be amusing.
Oh, boy.
He said, huge shout out Sean McVay and his staff. That scheme is hard to defend. That's complimenting the opponent on the other side. We know McVay has a good offensive system,
yeah,
but I do kind of wonder.
That's sort of a
I kind of wonder if he's like, that's what an offense looks like.
That's not as much of a shot.
What a real offense looks like.
You're reading too much into it. Whereas Belichick yesterday saying that Drake May's look good when he's like ran around and like that kind of thing, being like, not the plays that are called, but like off script, he's good. That's more of a shot at the play calling.
It's just, wow, that's what an NFL, that's what a modern day offense looks like. Not this AVP trash.
It'd be nice to have one of those.
So we'll monitor what Gerard Mayo is saying. Here on a Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith. Speaking of Would You Rathers, what do we have today, Billy?
Up first, would you rather the Red Sox sign Juan Soto while the Patriots make the playoffs?
Oof. This was part of our classic game yesterday, What's More Likely?
Yeah, we asked what was more likely yesterday. Today it's Would You Rather.
So here's how I would do it.
I'm answering it the same way, Soto.
Soto. Because ideally you get Soto for 13 years. It's also a sign that things might be changing with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
They're really going all in. It is buzz for multiple seasons if you get a guy like Juan Soto. On top of taking him away from the Yankees, that's just sort of like an added bonus. But putting him on the Red Sox, that means they mean business. Whereas if the Patriots make the playoffs, it would be insane. It'd be a miraculous turnaround and be a hell of a story. I also feel like they'd get waxed in the first round by Buffalo or Baltimore or
exactly.
whatever. But that would be great. But this is such a long-term play to have Juan Soto.
And the Patriots need more, obviously, but they already have their turnaround player. The Red Sox need a turnaround player, right? And Juan Soto would be that. I'd answer it the same way. What's more likely?
Yeah.
That was yesterday. Would I rather? I'd rather have Juan Soto on the Red Sox than the Patriots making the playoffs this year. Because you're right. Even if they somehow figured out how to get in the playoffs, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they did, what are they going to do once they get there? They're going to get
you know,
2001
blown
Patriots.
Out. Yeah, exactly.
No, 2021. Yeah. 01 Patriots actually did quite well, and they won all their games, but in the playoffs.
If Juan Soto's on the Red Sox, maybe they're a playoff team. Maybe they're in the World Series like the Yankees were a year ago. So, yeah, I would rather Juan Soto.
All right, would you rather Jerod Mayo and Drake May or Deion and Shedeur Sanders?
I'm going to take Mayo and Drake May, and I think Drake May, we've already seen five games of it, but even projecting forward, I think is a better NFL quarterback than Shedeur Sanders is going to be, and that's kind of how I break the tie. I think Mayo still very much up in the air if he's going to be a good head coach or not. If I had to guess yes or no right now, I'd say no. But I'm not ruling out that he could be a good head coach. And then Deion Sanders, I think, is such a wild card. I don't know if he goes anywhere in the NFL and is there for a long time. I love Deion Sanders, the player, as like a kid. But now as a coach, the stuff about like banning certain media members from the press conferences and like nonsense like that, that might have a very short shelf life. So if I had to pick one pairing, it'd be the one here in New England.
So I'm with you. I would rather have Jerod Mayo and Drake May, but that's entirely about Drake May. It's nothing about Jerod Mayo. That is just, would I rather have Drake May or Shedeur? I'd rather have Drake May. I know what he is. I like Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
I like him and Cam Ward in this draft, but I don't like either as much as Drake May.
Right.
And so that's how I would answer that. If you just took it out and it was the coach.
Whew.
If it's Jerod Mayo or Deion Sanders, how would you answer it?
Is it the Patriots or is it?
Sure. And, I mean, any NFL team, but if you want to make it the Patriots, go for it. It's Deion. I would rather Deion than Jerod.
I don't know. I mean, I think one of the allures of Deion, I think he's going to be a better college coach than he will be a pro, even if he takes, maybe he goes college pro back to college, something like that. Just because I know NIL is a big factor, but just like the recruiting aspect of it.
I was going to say, is he a good coach or is he a good recruiter?
Yeah, he might be John Calipari.
Yeah, in college, to me, it's largely the same thing, but let me flip that back around. Is Jerod Mayo a good coach?
No, we don't know yet.
Does he look like a good coach?
No.
Okay.
No.
So like, okay, fine. Neither one's a good coach. Who has more personality and has the opportunity to even attract players in free agency?
Yeah, I guess maybe he could do that.
Deion.
Yeah.
I bet guys want to play for him. I have no idea. Outside of week one against Cincinnati, I have no idea if guys want to play for Jerod.
I don't think anybody. No, but like a free agent, they might meet him and like him.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's like, it'd be cool to play for Jerod Mayo. Like, you hear now, guys.
I don't even think the guys here want to play for him that much.
No, not necessarily.
They haven't totally tuned him out, but I don't think they're running through a wall like they were week one.
Chuk Okorafor wanted to play. Oh, no, he left
the
team.
Nah, he's
left the team.
He's out of here. What else, Billy?
Would you rather eat apple pie or pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie, not even close.
Wow.
I don't care about it. I like apples. I'll eat an apple. It's nature's toothbrush. I like an apple. I like all kinds of apples.
Uh-huh.
Honeycrisp. I like
Granny Smith. You don't like Granny Smith, I think.
No, I don't love Granny Smith, but I'll eat one.
I like a Granny Smith.
If there was a bowl of Granny Smith apples down the hallway, I'd have a Granny Smith apple.
Nice.
But we don't have that.
Nope.
We don't have a lot of things. No. But
just D'Angelo's every Tuesday.
That's true.
Other than that, really nothing.
If a big apple orchard wants to sponsor Wednesdays, we could eat apples.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't like apple pie at all. I don't like warm apple pie.
Here's,
and why don't you give me a look?
I never
tried to have sex with an apple pie, if that's what you're looking
at. That was not my look, but good.
No,
point.
Pumpkin pie is good. I like pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is consistent. Here's what I will say.
No.
I would rather have apple pie because when you get good apple pie, it's better than pumpkin pie. But there are some crummy apple pies.
I bet.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
You can get a bad apple pie. I think pumpkin pie, you know what you're getting. You're signed up for it. It's the same just about every single time. So it's predictable. And it's good. I don't dislike pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
But good apple pie, hands down better than pumpkin pie.
Mm.
Good apple pie, but you can get a crummy one.
Do you like warm apple pie or do you like...
I prefer it warmed with the ice cream on it.
A la mode.
Yeah, and then the ice cream melts a little
bit. I realized I like everything a la mode.
Yeah, same.
Just ice cream on the side.
Can you put ice cream on pumpkin? I mean, you can, but
you can do anything you want.
It's typically whipped cream, though, right?
I think it's more served with whipped cream.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if you want to get nuts and somebody has apple pie with ice cream and you're sitting there with a slice of pumpkin pie, there's nothing stopping you from throwing a scoop of ice cream on the side of it.
Not to spoil our Thanksgiving tiers coming up in a couple of weeks, Keith.
Yeah, yeah.
But the beauty of Thanksgiving, you can get a slice of both.
You could, yeah.
Get a slice
there's
of both
no reason
there.
To say no on Thanksgiving.
But I'm going
to
eat the apple pie first.
Yeah, not me.
Okay.
Not me. Billy, want to break the tie on that?
Yeah.
Going with pumpkin.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going with pumpkin.
Wow,
that was a genuine Sophie's choice.
No, that was a man.
I would inhale both of them. If you put either one in front of me, I would absolutely inhale both of them.
But which one first?
But I think I'm going with the pumpkin pie.
Okay, I've been downvoted.
He was like so mad that we made him ask.
Right.
Tough
decision.
I don't want to have to pie.
I don't
want to
upset the pumpkin pie. I don't want to upset the pie audience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's true.
I get it.
The world's divided, all right? Yeah. I don't want to add to it by picking the wrong pie.
That's a good point.
That's fair.
It's already brother against brother out there.
It's true.
People hate it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig?
I mean, for me, well, we had a monkey story yesterday, Jones. We had a monkey madness yesterday.
Yeah.
Go. I would actually like both, but if I had to pick one.
It's like apple and pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd have both in a la mode. I'd have monkey a la mode. I'd have mini pig a la mode. I would have a pet monkey. I think they'd be incredible. Now, the sad reality is these monkeys probably aren't supposed to be pets. I was in one vacation that we took years ago. There was like a guy on the street.
Sri Lanka?
I was in Sri Lanka.
Neverland Ranch?
I was in Neverland Ranch, and a guy had a monkey.
I met a similar species on assignment in Sri Lanka.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
And there's like a guy taking pictures and doing stuff, and he's got like a monkey on his shoulder. You're like, oh, that's cute. He's got a pet monkey.
Charged you?
No. Apparently, they like steal these monkeys from their moms when they're like babies, and it's like very inhumane. They're really not supposed to be overall pets.
Uh-huh.
But if you've ever seen the movie Aladdin...
Yeah.
He had a pet monkey, and he seemed pretty happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of eating apples.
He was awesome.
Apu was crushing apples.
They're very smart, too.
Yeah, he's a criminal, though.
Well,
he had to be.
Yeah.
Survivor. I would call him more survivor. More survivor than criminal.
Street rat's got to be an outdated term by now. It's got to be.
Actually, when you watch Aladdin now, do you watch Aladdin ever at home?
The cartoon?
Yeah, the movie.
Well, haven't they done a remake with Will Smith?
They did a live action. Yeah, but I'm saying if you watch the animated Aladdin, which happens to be my favorite Disney movie, at the beginning of it on Disney Plus, there's a 30-second like written warning about how offensive some of the depictions are.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, but we've decided to keep it intact for reason.
Yeah.
And like Cece's like, why aren't we going? Like, what is this? Because it's like no 4-year-old or 5-year-old can read this whole paragraph that's on the screen, but there's like a little countdown, and then the movie starts, and it's as is.
Meanwhile, she's
like the anti-piracy warning. You're 6-year-old.
Meanwhile, she's at daycare calling people street rats.
Yeah, and I'm like, don't do that. She's like, there's a whole song about it. What are you talking about? So I would go with the monkey. Although,
is that your answer? Okay,
I'm not anti mini pig.
Well, let me bring it full circle.
Okay.
We were talking about Brooklyn earlier. My wife, her very good friends, they live in Carroll Gardens in Brooklyn. They had two potbelly pigs.
Potbelly pigs get big, though, right?
It's a real Brooklyn thing to do.
But don't they get to be like 100 pounds, the potbelly pigs?
I don't believe they were that large.
Mini pigs.
See, that's the scary part. It's like you think you're getting
a
teacup pig.
So maybe am I getting the pig? Were they not potbelly pigs? They were pigs.
Dude,
maybe I don't know what kind of pigs.
Potbelly, you're housing a hog.
Yeah, you got a hog now. You're like, I got to move. I think they get real big, like a potbelly pig.
They're allergic. I forget which one of the couple was allergic to
pigs?
Dogs.
Oh, so they're like, let's go pigs?
Cats, let's go pigs.
Pigs are very smart.
Very Brooklyn thing to do.
I do like pigs.
The average size of a male potbelly pig is 110 pounds.
Yeah, they weren't potbelly. I don't know.
Strike
that from the record. I don't know what kind of pigs they were, but they had two pigs.
Maybe the mini pigs.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have, I don't know why I skipped right over
the mini pigs. It's tough because we don't know what kind of monkey we're dealing with here.
That's also true.
No,
there are
several
kinds. Like, there's the Ross monkey that you could get that's the smaller version.
Yeah, the outbreak monkey.
Same monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Michael Jackson had a monkey who we had to get rid of because it's like, no, he's going to rip your face off.
He'll eat your face. Yeah,
so the reason why they got out was literally monkey see, monkey do.
Okay. That clears things up.
Okay, do we have a final one?
Last one. Would you rather see Dave Chappelle or Killer Mike? Why not both?
Oh, yes!
We got tickets in an hour.
Let's go!
1 hour from now.
Let's go!
The biggest Jones and Keith fan. You got to be knowledgeable of the
show. That's a good prize.
Yeah, it's a great prize.
Maybe the best prize.
Go ahead and check the secondary market. Go ahead and check that out. It's free here. You're not going to find it cheaper than the Jones and Keith show. So you can see both an hour from now. Just make sure you're somewhat familiar with the inner workings of this show. And if you are, you're going to have a chance to win tickets to see Dave Chappelle and Killer Mike at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway a week from today. Stay tuned. We also have
the pig right in the back. Put the pig in the passenger seat. Whatever. You know, don't drive with a pig in your lap.
No, please don't do that. It's not safe. We'll be joining, or be joined rather, by Justin Turpin, Terp, from WEEI. We'll get back to the Celtics next.
That's Perk yesterday on First Take. Biggest threat to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You want to hear a wild stat?
Yes.
This might be the Rich Keefe stat of the day.
The Cavs have no losses. Is that it?
No, okay. Close. So don't pin me down to that. We have 2 more hours left in the show, so that I might have a better stat. But as of right now, the Rich Keefe stat of the day, in the NBA's Eastern Conference, two teams have a winning record.
Have a winning record?
Only two.
Stats are for losers.
Boston and Cleveland?
That's it.
That makes me feel a little better about the Celtics.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
I was saying I was concerned earlier, but yeah, that makes me feel a little
better. You don't like that stat, Nick? You don't think that was a good stat of the day?
No, it's a great stat.
All right.
But I'm telling you that somebody doesn't believe in stats.
Stats are for losers, unless you're Bill Belichick now and you want to prop up average yards per carry per game.
Stats are for losers unless they make my point.
Yeah.
And then they actually
No, but the East is down. Well, I was just thinking that because Perk was talking about how bad the Bucks are right now and like the Sixers and everything else. And you're like, you have the undefeated Cavs, you have the 9-3 Celtics, and then you have everybody else, 500 or worse.
From Perk to Terp, it's a Celtics Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe, Justin Turpin, WEEI. What's going on, Terp?
What's up, guys?
How's it going? You en route right now?
Yeah, where are you?
I am. I think we're right on the outskirts of New York here, on the Greyhound bus, right in the middle of Connecticut.
Do you have to be quiet? Is there noise concern?
No. Okay. I'm just trying to be respectful, I guess.
Yeah, don't scream or anything. Don't go crazy.
Be like Orlovsky breaking down film earlier today.
Right.
Wait, so you're on the bus doing this hit right now?
Yeah. Boots on the ground.
Okay, wow. Look, no one is grinding away. The man is grinding away en route to the Celtics and the Nets tonight in New York. He's on the outskirts of New York. It's a long way. You start seeing the outskirts a long way.
It's a hike.
Away from Manhattan or I guess the Barclays Center.
I got so sick on a Fung Wah bus one time coming back from New York.
Oh, yeah.
I was overserved the night before, which was... I got a lawsuit with the city.
They still do a Chinatown bus. I don't think it's not the Fung Wah anymore.
Dude, it was a mess.
I don't know which one it is. Terp, you like the NBA Cup? You a fan of the NBA Cup?
I am. Yeah, no, I am a fan of it. I think it's a nice change of pace because it's different. It gives you something to look forward to during the regular season. Like I think last year, like when the Celtics ended up clinching and going into the knockout round, that game between the Toronto Raptors and the Brooklyn Nets, like people are scoreboard watching that game. They're putting up Jumbotron updates of a November game between those two teams that otherwise nobody would care about. So I do like it from that sense. I think it does bring more attention to the league. And last year, the viewers don't show that, but there were more viewers of the NBA during that time. So yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
What do you think the players think? Obviously they would want an extra 500,000. Who wouldn't, but do you think they look at these games any differently?
I mean, last night I would say no, because just how the way the Celtics played. But, yeah, for sure, those end-of-the-bench guys. Like, when you're looking at guys like Luke Kornet and Xavier Tillman, that's like 20% of their salary that those winning for the Cup. So I think it's important to them. But for the starters, like, yeah, I think they want to go to Vegas or whatnot, but I don't think they're changing anything they're doing during the NBA Cup like games. Just they're playing their game to the best they can. But, yeah, I think the bench guys care about it, not as much as the starters.
One word answer here, Terp. Yes or no? Are you concerned about the Celtics?
No.
Okay. Follow up question. Are they playing well?
No, they're not playing well. But if this is the idea of a championship hangover and a slump, and you're still 2-1 over those games, 9-3 to open the year, I don't think there's really major cause for concern. Again, the rest of the Eastern Conference, like we just heard from the Rich Keefe stat of the day,
I mean, you.
Two teams have a winning record. That's just the state of the NBA right now. And I think a lot of things the Celtics are doing are very correctable. It's a lot of the stuff that they're hurting themselves. Look at last night. I mean, 20 rebounds, offensive rebounds allowed, 20 turnovers. I mean, that's happened 4 times in the last 15 and a half years for the Celtics. So it's stuff that's really correctable. It's not really a philosophy thing. It's just they need to get back to being a tougher team, which they haven't been.
You know, one guy that's really flown under the radar so far is Drew Holiday. And I'm curious what you think of his season. He's a guy that came in and obviously gave up a lot of shots and fitted perfectly with the team, and it's kind of what they needed. But I don't know, maybe it's just me, like watching a lot of these games, you notice Tatum and Brown, whether they're good or bad. You notice Derek White in the season he's having, even Peyton Pritchard and his like run for six man. How do you feel 12 games in Drew Holiday's been playing?
I think he's played this role perfectly fine. I think he's been good, especially in those clutch situations for the Celtics. And it's funny because he's a guy that, like, when you're not talking about him, it just means he's doing his job. It's like when you're talking about him, he's doing something wrong because you just know what you're getting with him. You're getting a consistent player that's going to do his job night in, night out, and give you consistent production. So, yeah, he's had an up-and-down shooting season. At the beginning of the season, he was lights out shooting the ball, but he's kind of cooled off a little bit. But, yeah, no, I think he's been good. I think he's been filling his role perfectly fine.
Celtics Wednesday, Justin Turpin, Terp from WEEI. You can check out his work, Justin M. Turpin, on Twitter or at WEEI.com. Terp, who is the biggest threat to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference?
It has to be Cleveland, right? You're looking at a team that's undefeated, and it just looks like a completely different team. And it's funny because they didn't make any major changes in the offseason. They just re-signed all their guys. It's just they brought in Kenny Atkinson and fired J.B. Bickerstaff, and Kenny Atkinson's just unlock something new with this team. Guys like Garland and Mitchell, who, again, you didn't really know if could play together, seemingly can. The bigs as well. Guys like Okoro, Jared Allen. I mean, they're really just everyone's leveled up their play, and that's a big deal. So I think, and we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, like Brad Stevens circled this team. That was the team that he picked to win the Eastern GM survey. So they're obviously a threat, and they've hit the ground running, and I'm excited for next Tuesday to see what they can do against Celtics.
Is it still going to be sometime in December for Porzingis, you think, or still hard to tell?
It still looks like that way. I mean, there's just no reason to rush them. I know they're not playing great, especially one of their biggest issues has been their rim protection. And a good way to fix that would be to bring in a guy that's 7 foot tall and can defend really all three levels of the floor. So I don't think there's any rush to bring him back. I mean, he's been warming up. He's been getting loose before games, been doing workouts or whatnot. But there's just no rush, especially because they know how important he is down the end of the season. And it's such a rare injury that they just don't want to push it. So I think we saw how careful they were with Porzingis last year, and I just expect it to be up a notch this year because they know how important he is. So I don't think there's any rush. December is probably the still target date.
The Celtics aren't playing well, but you're not concerned. In your words, what would it take to get concerned about the Celtics?
If this stuff continues to happen, like the turnovers, the offensive rebounds, because the reality is the Celtics are the better team than majority of the teams they'll play. They are just that talented. But when you get outshot by 25 shots like they did last night, and you're giving a team like Atlanta, who was out without Trae Young, though they could be better without Trae Young, but that's a side topic. But you give a team 25 extra shots, you're giving them life by your own mistakes, kind of reverting back to the old Celtics, right? That's what we saw from the Celtics team for years, and it's become uncharacteristic under the Joe Mazzulla-led Celtics. So I'd be concerned if they keep reverting to that, keep giving teams opportunities on second chance opportunities or turnovers, whatever it may be, because they are the more talented team. So they just have to come out like they did last year with that business-like approach. And I feel like they've gotten away from that a little bit. They haven't been the tougher team. They've allowed teams to hang around. They've been kind of playing with their food. Look at the early starts they've had, like back-to-back games with 16-2 holes in the first 2 minutes, forcing Mazzulla to call early timeouts. And that's a guy who likes them to play through their problems. So they just need to get back to what they were doing last year and having that business-like approach, because it feels like they're just kind of coasting right now, and it's not going to work, especially when you're the reigning champ and teams are going to get up every night to play you.
And then, based on the minutes played last night, it seems like the injuries to Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum aren't really anything too serious.
No, especially with Tatum. He definitely didn't look 100%, especially after he aggravated his ankle late in the game trying to block a shot. But look at him. He missed 7 threes last night, and 5 of them were wide open. And 50 or 60% of his missed shots were pretty open last night. And a few of his turnovers were from lazy passing, but for the most part, that was just Atlanta's length and their athleticism disrupting passing lane. So I'm not really worried about it. And Jaylen looked great last night. It's a shame, actually, they wasted that Jaylen effort, 37 points from him on 63% shooting. So I don't think the injuries are any major concern, especially with Tatum. Like, with a sprained ankle, that's kind of just something that it's a pain tolerance and kind of monitor it. But I'm not really concerned about either one of them.
And he said after the game last night he's going to suit up tonight against Brooklyn. Terp, are you too young for the Chappelle Show? Did you watch Chappelle Show? Or are you too young for it?
I didn't. No, I've seen clips, but I've never watched it.
The man's seen clips, but he's never watched it. Yeah. Keith,
it's wild. It's Terp, a wild time. It's like everybody his age has only seen clips. They've never seen any show.
Yeah, they're just seen clips.
Yeah, I've seen 6 second cuts.
What's a commercial?
Yeah, right.
No, that's true.
It's a different world.
Well, Terp, you enjoy Brooklyn. You enjoy the Celtics tonight. Enjoy the Greyhound bus. I've been there. And we'll talk soon.
Oh, it's a blast. All right, thanks, guys.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.